He was staring at me with those weird yellow eyes, tapping his paw on the ground and twitching the last 2 inches of his tail. I asked what you're doing up here. I shot a glance over my shoulder. All at once I had the feeling that I was, well, being watched. Why do you ask?
Well, Hanky, cats are very perceptive, you know.
Hurry up.
And, well, I noticed a strange kind of light in your eyes. Almost as though...
I moved closer. As though what? Get to the point. He smirked and pointed his paw towards the west.
The chicken house is right over there, Hanky.
Yes, and so what? It's been there for 50 years.
And we know what lives in a chicken house.
Do we?
Mm-hmm.
He leaned towards me and whispered,
chickens.
I laughed in his face. This is good, Pete. After all these years, you figured out that chickens live in a slurping house. You know what else? Horses live in the horse pasture.
Don't try to change the subject, Hanky. You came up here for a special reason, didn't you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Chickens, Hanky. Were you thinking about chickens? Be honest.
I turned away from him. Why would you be asking such a ridiculous question?
Well, Hanky, you may not know this, but your every thought shows up on your face. It's like reading a neon sign.
What are you saying, cat? He batted his eyes.
I'm saying, Hanky, that you came up here for a chicken dinner, and it's written all over your face. Tell me if I'm wrong.
I marched a few steps away. All at once, I had a powerful desire to, hide my thoughts. You're not only wrong, you're crazy. Why would I be thinking about a chicken dinner?
Well, let me think. Because you're hungry. Because Sally Mae isn't watching. Because you're a dog, and therefore a slave to your appetites. Shall I go on, Hanky?
No, that's plenty. I marched back to him. It's all rubbish, Pete. Rubbish and lies. Just the sort of junk that comes from the mouth of a cat who has too much time on his hands.
Oh, really? Watch this.
He looked me in the eyes and whispered,
chicken dinner.
For some reason, my tongue shot out and licked my lips.
Chicken dinner.
It happened again.
What do you say now, Hanky?
I say it proves almost nothing at all, is what I say.
Oh, really? Try it on me.
I glared down at the scheming little fraud. Okay, buddy, you asked for this. Chicken dinner. Oops. Somehow it, backfired, you might say. Pete yawned, and I was the one who licked his chops. It happened before I knew it. I mean, the old tongue just popped out and did its work.